I guess that means we need to speed up a little bit here. This is Captain Fred with the Fifth Dimension Radio today, Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Twain is one of my go-to dimensional characters that seems to speak to us from all different directions, time in the future and the past. He said that rumor will die itself if you will only give it 3 days. Start any rumor, and if the public can go with its curiosity unsatisfied for 3 days, something else will spring up, which will make the public forget all about the first one. Well, the media keeps people in a torrent of information constantly, so nobody really gets a three-day moment to think about any one issue. But the issue that we brought up last week, Jim Strain with the Green Acres hemp farm, and I were talking about what the DEA's move to make the schedule, make CBD a Schedule I drug, if there was any possibility of that. And it doesn't take too far to dig on this thing. There was an appointment that that pretty much defined exactly what his position is going to be on it, and that was the Jeff Sessions appointment. Sam, could you play that that small clip?
One obvious concern is that the United States Congress has made the possession of marijuana in every state and distribution of it an illegal act. So if that's something is not desired any longer, Congress should pass a law to change the rule. It's not so much the Attorney General's job to decide what laws to enforce. We should do our job and enforce laws effectively as we're able.
Today, we're going to try to maybe bring that subject up a little bit, because that is an important topic. Everybody was certainly prime function of the prime function of the Obama administration. But this this administration hasn't come to any position on the legalization of marijuana. So today we've got Mackenzie Keller with Greenhouse Grow Systems in Colorado, and Jim Strang with the Green Acres Hemp Farm. I may have to let these guys call in, talk a little bit. I'm going to have to make a phone call. It seems like my Skype is not working so well. I guess I'm going to have to call in. Jimbo, if you could, you went to a meeting this morning. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. We met this morning in Alamosa with all the hemp farmers, and we got some engineers over here. But we met with the chairman of the National Hemp Association, Mr. Mike Bowman, and he talked for a couple hours. We talked about this DEA law that the DEA is trying to come in and rattle everybody's cages. But like he was saying about the new law with the CBDs, it's pretty much an interpreted law. The DEA has no authority to rewrite law. There is a lawsuit right now that is going on, and that'll be coming up in front of Congress pretty quick. But he did mention that anything that they have put in front of Congress as far as hemp goes. Yep, I can hear you. Yep. But anything as far as hemp goes, he was saying is in favor when they go to the floor in Congress. So he don't see there being an issue as far as that being able to be done, as far as outlawing CBDs.
here today, Jim. Can you hear me still?
Yep, I can hear you now. You sound really good.
Oh, good, good. Well, it seems like every time I get on the air, I have a small problem. But, you know, I'm a little concerned about the Sessions appointment myself, and he pretty much came out and said that it's his job to enforce the laws, and he threw that back on Congress, saying it's Congress's duty to make it legal then. And so in my mind, that gives him pretty much carte blanche to continue this tyranny on cannabis.
Yeah, well, the federal law 7606 Farm Bill, it says that any product that you make, and I'm talking from hemp right now, they did not make a carve out of from any. I mean, you can make anything, CBDs, all that. There was nothing that was actually outlawed when that bill was passed. So for the DEA to come in and try to rewrite laws is just ridiculous.
Well, let's just hope so. But in the meantime, you know, I quote Mark Twain a lot, too. He said also it's good to obey all the rules when you're young, so you'll have the strength to break them when you're old. And I'm not suggesting that anybody break rules, but I suggest that we study these laws really carefully so that we'll understand our position on them. But what I wanted to try to talk to you and talk to Mackenzie about, is Mackenzie there with me now yet?
I'm here.
Good, Mackenzie. I think I've got your introduction in here. I had a little bit of a breakup on my technical side here, but you're a lab technician with Greenhouse Grow Systems in Colorado, and you probably have as much useful working knowledge of what's happening now in this industry in the United States. So I'm really pleased to have you here as a guest on the Fifth Dimension show. But Mackenzie, there's a lot of misconceptions about cannabinoid, CBD, THC. There's a lot of people that that just cannot seem to get enough good information about it. Most people think that because you don't get high from CBD, that must be what's medicinal about it. But you and I have spoke together, and I know Jim and I have spoke together too, that it's a synergistic whole plant kind of therapy that most people really believe is the most effective. And I know that that you suggested this, and I know Jim suggested this too. I guess the question I have to ask is there any sources or information that can reliably tell people how to combine different parts of the cannabinoids? I don't think there's any research on that now, is there?
That's kind of the problem right now, is that there's not a lot out there. If you dig deep enough, you can find a few peer-reviewed research papers, but a lot of those are either back in like the 70s and nothing's been done since, or it's just kind of poking around cannabinoids and not necessarily applying them to medical issues and conditions. They're using them, you know, they've used them a few times, like for rats, and they've tried to, you know, like reduce obesity or things like that, but there hasn't been a lot. They have done some research on tumor suppression in rats, I believe. But again, you have to dig really deep to find these, and because of the way the laws are, it's hard for research facilities to get a hold of cannabinoids to do tests with them. So it's kind of hard to do research if you can't get the substance you need to research.
Well, from what I understand, the only really approved material for cannabis research is being grown in Oxford, Mississippi, on about 3 acres of land, and that seems kind of counterproductive
sad.
To me.
Yeah, it's really sad because it has so much potential. There's just so much medical potential in cannabis for all kinds of things, yet it's just sitting here on the side because it's taboo and we won't touch it because we're not allowed to. And
well,
I just think that that's kind of silly and really hurting us medicinally. And, you know, that's because the pharmaceutical industry is a billions and billions of dollar industry. So why would they want to mess with that?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, that was one of the things that helped get Donald Trump elected, I guess, was that his stance on Big Pharma. And it seems to me that if he really feels like Big Pharma needs to be reeled in, wouldn't it behoove him to legalize cannabis nationwide?
You would think that, wouldn't you? I mean, that would be a step in the right direction.
Well, his own attorney general's basically said that it's not my job to make legislation, but it's his job to enforce laws. And by that, he tells the public that he's going to enforce the laws. And that kind of bothers me in a lot of ways. You know, back to the misconceptions of the CBD, Jim, you have been, for a better word of saying it, you've been cooking different kinds of formulas with cannabis and with hemp in particular, and treating a lot of different kinds of people that come to Colorado. You know, I'd mentioned to you before that maybe we could somehow start a cannabis treatment database, CTB or something. You know, is there anything going like that now, you think, Jim?
I don't know if anything's going like that. I've always said that I would like to get this going, and actually there's a lot of people who can't afford medicines, and if we could get something going here in the near future and have money put aside and treat the people that can't afford to do it. I just come across a couple now that's got a 18-year-old son, and he paces the floor, and they just can't afford it, you know. I went over there and dosed him with some CBD the other day, and in 20 minutes, the kid was sitting down next to me talking to me, and his mom says he'll wear out a pair of socks in 2 weeks. So we definitely need to move forward with that if there is nothing out there like that, for sure.
Well, I know, Jim, you've told me so many stories of how the cannabis has helped people. And I say cannabis now, I used to say CBD, but I think we really need to start thinking in terms of combinations of cannabinoids. McKenzie suggested that the terpenes in cannabis had a lot of potential for medicinal application, and yet there's really not very much written about the terpenes, much less being studied about it. Do you see, McKenzie, how the individuals that use and try to treat themselves might be the best source for a database for things like terpenes or the different contributions that the marijuana may have to treatment?
Yeah, I do think that would be really important, because honestly, it first hand knowledge is the best. You know, someone saying this worked for me, I mean, if I had the same condition, I would want to try something that worked for someone else that I knew had the condition, that talked about the same issues that I was having. And you know, the terpenes do, I think, have a lot of medicinal value, but we haven't done much. So you know, this database could be something that they could say, hey, you know, I've tried adding back terpenes, because a lot of times during the extraction process, terpenes actually are removed during the distillation process. And then a lot of times people just throw them away as waste. And I think that we should probably look at those and actually add them back to the medicine, and it would help. And then people could, you know, try it and see if it helps their condition more. But I have heard of people saying that they think, you know, the terpenes do make a difference. That's why some people say, like, smoking full-blown marijuana flower, you know, it's got all the cannabinoids combined. There's a lot going on in a full flower, a pure flower, than an extract of that flower. You're removing a lot of those other things that we don't know. And like you said, they have that synergistic effect that we may not even know about some of them, the synergistic effects that are happening. And, you know, you need all of those, you know, hundreds or even thousands of chemicals or components that are in a flower. But then when you make an extract, like a pharmaceutical company makes an extract, it's not going to have those in it, and it may not do what you think it would do when it's in the original plant version, you know?
Well, yeah, you know, the pharmaceuticals are single molecule manufacturers.
Right. And that's why they don't always work as well as the original plant did, you know, that they originally synthesized it from.
Right. That's the argument that people with cannabis have, is that it's the combination, and it's such a natural combination that's been used for eons that our body is really craving it more than anything else. So that's that article that Jim wrote or sent me.
Yeah, absolutely. Something we've evolved with.
Well, in an article here, it says that according to federal government, specific components of the marijuana plant, THC, CBD, have medical value, but the plant itself does not have medical value.
I would say that's a lie.
Well, how does that benefit us? It doesn't really benefit us, but it benefits the single molecule binders. I mean, it benefits big pharma because they can localize a molecule and maybe reproduce it or produce it. But what's happening is they're removing. They're doing the same thing that they've done for the last 80 years. They're removing the whole plant from its existence here in our country. But that's another story altogether. The DEA, I think last year. Eliminated 4,500,000 marijuana plants, and on the outset that sounds pretty impressive. But Mackenzie, I know that your company is planning on distributing 400,000 cones just this season.
Yes, so, we are.
Don't you wish that the DEA would just give you their budget, $2.88 billion? And
I think we'd all wish for that.
Well, I don't know. There's so many different ways that we could take this conversation, but I wanted both of you guys to be on the show today because I'd like to open up the phone lines and see if we can help some of the listeners maybe get a better feel of how they can use cannabinoids or use cannabis to improve their life, to make pain not so much of an issue. Our number here at Republic Broadcasting Network is 1-800-313-9443, and I have Mackenzie Keller here with Greenhouse Grow Systems. Growing Systems. I'm sorry. I'll have to be better at that. You can find Greenhouse Growing Systems on the internet. And I think there's also, you told me that there's several other websites that you contribute to, but I can find them linked to that.
Our label is Pure Hemp Botanicals, and you can go to purehempbotanicals.com, and that's where you can actually purchase our products that we sell to all 50 states.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good information for everybody here right now, but let's open the phone lines up. This is Captain Fred here with the Fifth Dimension Radio. I have Mackenzie Keller and Jim Strang on the line. It's in public broadcast, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. I have Mackenzie Keller and Jim Strang on the line today, and hopefully we'll get some people that are interested in listening to more about weed and cannabis, because this is something that there were more people that cast votes for legalization of medical marijuana in the United States than cast votes for Donald Trump. And it's curious to me that that this has not been a topic. This has not been a topic that's been brought up on any of the media, either mainstream or alternative. How can we get this topic brought out so that we can understand what we can do with this? Right now, Tim produces a CBD-rich oil and sells it mostly in Colorado, and I know that the CBD is legal to ship, at least according to the Farm Act bill, is legal to ship in certain percentages of THC anywhere in the United States. Have either one of you two ran into any real opposition to that right now? Tim?
No, I haven't ran into any problems whatsoever right now. Now, I don't know if you know this, but the last year the DEA has been testing CBDs, and they want to find out if CBD is actually addictive. And their testing is supposed to be finished up here pretty quick, but what they're talking, they haven't found any psychoactive from it or any addiction, and they're even talking about raising the hemp up to maybe 1%. Because, you know, there was 1,000 acres destroyed in Colorado last year because it went over to 0.3.
So, which is ridiculous and a huge waste of money.
Yes.
And really just hurts the farmer.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with the farmers or us. I think it has more to do with the bureaucrats that are making their living off of it.
Absolutely. Well, and we actually have had packages intercepted through FedEx, and they were opened, and the police were contacted, and then they actually were like, "And we don't see a problem here. Can you just package that back up and ship it out like they ask?" Kind of funny.
Well, you know, Mackenzie, I did some research on that last year, and the Colorado, I think it was the, what was it, High Mountain Enforcement, Marijuana Enforcement, is a bureaucratic group that was set up in Denver that did some studies, and in their studies, they used, I think, UPS and USPS and some other organizations, and it seemed to me that the number of packages that were being stopped was pretty small relative to what was possibly being shipped out. I think the USPS said that they had intercepted like 260 packages over a year. You know, that it happened to you, I think, was probably you were targeted more than anything else.
Probably, just because, you know, we'd probably used FedEx a lot, and then they're like, you know, they probably got on our website, and they're like, oh, this looks cannabis-related, we'd better make sure it's, you know, not marijuana. And then, you know, being FedEx, they didn't know what it was when they opened it, so they just brought in the hound dogs, and then they, you know, figured out, they were like, oh, it's CBD, so forget it.
Yeah, they're going to bring the dogs out.
Nothing to see here, go home.
Well, listen, we've got a caller here, if you guys will hang here, with Brent from Dallas. Brent, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Brent,
I'm on the line. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, Brent, what's going on today? Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I appreciate your show. I think you're on the right track, and I know you don't get a lot of callers, and I know there's probably reasons for that. You know, people are probably afraid to speak out on things like this. I thought I'd just basically let you know that about 46 years ago at Angelo State University, I became the president of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws on campus, because in the state of Texas at that time, any amount of marijuana was punishable by 2 years to life. And
wow.
Wow. I thought that was a little harsh, and so I stood up against it, and eventually I was arrested by the FBI, and, you know, the charges were dropped on a lack of evidence because of various and sundryous things. And
yeah, but the damage is done. Brent, hey, we got music. I don't know if you can hear it now, but we'll be back in just a few minutes. Hang on just a second.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. Brent Dallas, sorry to cut you off a while ago. You know, I was just going through this DEA website, and I came across a temporary placement of five synthetic cannabinoids on the DEA Schedule 1 list, and it lists the cannabinoids by their chemical composition. I couldn't tell you what they were or how they built them, but as justification for it, they said, and in their description of it, said that SCs, synthetic cannabinoids, are substances synthesized in laboratories that mimic the biological effects of delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, and the main psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. Well, no, that doesn't make sense to me. McKenzie, are you aware of this?
Yeah, I hadn't looked at what you're talking about.
It's all a spoof. It's the natural plant, the original natural plant, if you can still find it, is the end all. It's a lot more scientifically precluded towards the human being and does have the most beneficial effects. I did a precursory investigation on current investigations, and you were asking about the legitimate research that has come forth recently, and an Israeli scientist in an Israeli university has categorically proven the medicinal benefits, but then becomes the search for the patent or whatever. You know, and what they're trying to do is induce us into a legitimized, controlled, taxed, and, you know, discombobulation of some sort of, you know, daddy-parent government that will, you know, control all this stuff. They just want control, like you said. They just want to control every aspect of the human being.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, and so if you can get a natural plant, everybody plant a few seeds if they need it. It is a medicine, and it should be treated like a medicine. And it can be abused like any medicine. And so there should be education, and there needs to be a lot of education, but it is a benefit to humankind, and they've kept it from us for so long. Now, that's on the cannabis end, and then the hemp end, we all know the benefits of hemp. Hemp has a tremendous, ever since, out in California, the publisher of the newspaper that they turned all
Hearst,
the...
Randolph Hearst. Brent, let me stop you for a minute here, because what I was bringing up was the DEA had placed the CBD as a Schedule I drug back in December. I think it was December the 10th or something like that. And what I was reading was another DEA temporary placement of five of these synthetic cannabinoids that they say is being imported or smuggled in from China, that's being used to spike other, like, cigarettes or whatever you want with this synthetic cannabinoid. And personally, I've never really seen anything like that. And I know that you're a chemist, Mackenzie. Have you seen anything like that in the United States?
I've not, but you can't actually tell the difference if it's, like, synthetic. Like, I run an HPLC instrument, and, you know, if it has the same molecular makeup and it actually has, like, the same wavelength that my detector reads back, like, it can't tell you if it's synthetic or plant-derived. And so that's, if it has the exact same, you know, chemical formula, that would be true. So I don't know if the formula is exactly the same on these synthetic ones or not. So maybe you could tell the difference if you had a scientific instrument. But I've not seen any fake samples from what I know that were, like, synthetic that came through my lab anyway.
Jim, have you ever heard of any synthetic cannabinoids coming across anywhere that you came in? I mean, we obviously know a little bit about it. I've never seen it.
Well, let me chime in for Jim real quick. Sorry, Jim. I just wanted to say, though, as a company, we've questioned sometimes the pricing of some of the things we've seen for sale in the cannabinoid field, especially CBD, because, you know, we know what our production costs are, and we're a rather large facility, and we even, you know, we grow our own hemp, and then we do our own extraction, and we make our own product in-house, so there's not a lot of extra cost. Like, we're not paying someone else to extract it for us or anything, which would add to cost, and it's just surprising sometimes what we see CBD sold for, and we're just not sure sometimes how people can maybe afford to sell it for how cheaply it's being sold, and sometimes that makes me question where they're sourcing their CBD from, and I have heard that some people are importing it, so maybe they're actually buying synthetic CBD, and that's why it is so cheap, and then their product is cheaper. So I do question
I question the DEA from the placement of these on the they said that they were a designer drug, in other words, similar to ecstasy or anything else, but seems to me that if it's coming from China and they're saying it's coming in bulk packaging, you know, it seems like that would have been on the news, wouldn't it?
You would think, but, I mean, China's been growing hemp for much, much longer than us. I mean, it's a staple in their diet. They eat hemp seeds, you know, just like we eat sunflower seeds.
China's also one of the largest exporter of generic pharmaceuticals, too.
Yes, they are.
So, I don't know. We got another caller on the line. I haven't heard from him in quite a while. Fred in Iowa. Fred, welcome back. Are you there? Maybe not.
Can you hear me, Fred?
There you go, Fred. How you doing, buddy? I hadn't heard you in a long time.
Still good. Can you hear me okay?
You're loud.
We can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Fred, this may sound a little off topic, but I'll tie it all together, and I'll try to be brief. First of all, I thank you for affording me the opportunity to be a guest on your show. I'm forever grateful for that. The subjects that you're on today and which you've been on for quite a while, I'm 100% behind it and agree, and the benefits that could help mankind. But I'm going to depart here for a little bit. Okay, Clinton, he attended Georgetown University, and his mentor was Carol Quigley, Professor Carol Quigley, which wrote Tragedy and Hope. Now, I want to read one paragraph from his book, Quigley's book. The argument of two parties should represent opposite sides and policies. One perhaps of the right, the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to doctrinate and academic thinkers instead. The two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy. The policies that are vital and necessary for America are no longer subjects of significant disagreement, but are disputable only in details of procedure, priority, or method. Okay.
Fred, let me stop you a second. I've got two really good expert guests. Have you got a question for Mackenzie or Jim?
Well, just keep up doing what you're doing. I'm 100% in agreement with you. Okay.
Really. Thanks, Fred. I really appreciate you calling here, but we've got Mackenzie. Fred brings up some a good point. I mean, the factions that argue and control these things are fighting for control. But you know, as consumers, as people that have looked to the medical industrial complex to support our health, has only supported our symptoms, from what I can tell. Can we expect, do you believe that we can expect the government to really help us with this, or are we going to have to do this on our own?
I think it's all going to come around.
Go ahead,
Mackenzie.
No, you're good.
Well, with Mr. Bowman said this morning, I think Congress is going to be siding with us. I think we're going to be moving forward in the next couple of years, and it's going to be a good thing.
And like you said, Fred, I think that, you know, the people have voted. They voted more for cannabis than Trump. So, you know, cannabis for president here. We're we're moving right along with this. The people have said their part, and we've decided. And eventually, the laws have to follow what the people choose. Eventually, it happens. And then with more and more scientific evidence to support it, they can't crush it.
How can we start establishing a database for cannabis? I mean, there's so many cannabis sites you can go to, but it all seems like that it's pretty much it's almost like a ancient storytelling, because no one really has any scientific data, and the government doesn't seem to be getting in place to conduct any, or even to collect any data. From what I'm hearing, they're more interested in controlling production and taxation more than they are trying to find out what the effects of legalization are.
Let's figure out what it can do before we decide to make money off of it. We don't even know what it can do yet.
I'm personally for legalization. Let's get legalization. Let's not worry about taxing. This is like something that grows in our front yard. We don't need to be worried about taxation of it. We got another caller, Jim in New Mexico. Jim, are you still there?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Jim, you got a question for Mackenzie?
Yes, I do. Let me see if I can get in here where I can say it.
set this down and then get back out of the noise. I'm a product of the VA system and involved in a shipboard accident. It's going on now about 35 years ago. And they've been fighting it and working with it and everything else. I've gone through everything as far as pain meds and all go, and up to the current point now that it's methadone and morphine for pain management. Mm-hmm. And I started looking into the CBDs about 7 or 8 years ago. And what I've been hoping is if I could get somebody that I could talk to and could answer some questions and discuss this with to see if I'm even headed in the right direction with my thoughts.
Well, hey, listen, Jimmy, you've got two of the probably foremost experts, that I can find at least, on the line with you right now. Jim has been growing and reducing hemp down to, I guess, a adjunct therapy, and McKenzie has been doing the analyzation of these, I guess you could call them, I don't know what to call them, to be honest, they're adjunct therapies. So if you've got an idea of what you want to use your use cannabis or any compound for, it'd be a good time to ask them.
Yeah, that's it. Now, a couple of years back, the VA brought up the suggestion of, smoking. And quite honestly, I was in the Coast Guard. It's a bit of an ironic twist, you might say. Because I used to bust druggies and everything when I was in the Coast Guard, and not looking at smoking marijuana, what I'm looking at is the CBD effect on, from what I've seen in my studies and everything. Mine is primarily nerve damage, and I was involved.
You said the key word there, Jim.
Which that?
Nerve damage because, CBD actually is a neuroprotectant.
Right.
So it's going to help with that nerve damage.
And here in New Mexico, trying to get anything worked out down here is like, mating elephants. It's done at high altitudes with a lot of screaming and yelling. And...
Well, Jimmy, you're only a couple of hours away from the Green Acres Hemp Farm up in Alamosa. You could go up there. Jim's got some wonderful CBD that he has up there, and McKenzie has some wonderful CBD too that I hopefully will get some pretty soon for. But I'd suggest the first person to call be Jim or McKenzie.
Yeah,
just try a product. Ship to your state, so buy some and try it instead of your painkillers, and you might be surprised because it does help with people that have like neuropathy, and that's kind of like a nerve damage. That's where the myelin sheathing has been eaten away from the nerves, which is the same thing that happens in MS patients. So, and that's been very successful for MS and neuropathy. So, I would highly suggest you try it.
I know that Jim had given some of the CBD product to me, and I gave some to a friend of mine that had neuropathy, man, and he can tell it within 30 minutes when he's had it. So I think that not all CBD is created the same. I think it's important that you look at your suppliers, like McKenzie says.
Go ahead.
If I could leave my phone number with the board op. And if one or either one of you or both or whatever could call me sometime this afternoon or evening, and because I've still got several questions on it, and I'm finding anyone to talk with down here about it is, again, it's beyond the elephant theory. It gets back into absolute frustration.
Right. Well, there's so much well, I think that there's disinformation going on.
Oh, yes.
Well,
I can tell you that right now.
But we can definitely get you some information.
All right, well, let's do that. If you can, Sam, get Jimmy's phone number. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Captain Fred.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
On the line here. You know, Mark Twain said that under our free institutions, anybody can poison himself that wants to and will pay the price. No matter what you say about the cannabis or the hemp industry as opposed to the pharmaceutical, there's not ever, that I'm aware of, been any real damage or any fatalities from overdose of any cannabis product. Is anybody aware of that, or is it just me?
No, there hasn't been, to my knowledge.
Both you guys are way high on my admiration list because you're both so passionate about what you do for humanity and in your own way, and I'm very honored to have had you guys both on the air. I know that 1 hour isn't really enough time to develop this well enough, and you guys take time to try to be involved in this. But other than a pat on the back, there's not a lot of rewards to this, sir.
No,
like
people, patients.
Right.
Go ahead, Jim.
I tell people when they call me and thank me and everything, I just say, look, and I'm the middleman. You need to pray to God and thank him for putting this plant on the earth. So that's how I feel about it.
That's true. Mackenzie, and you are certainly there, too, with it. I know that every time I've spoken to you, it's like it's like I poke a hole in there, and so much information comes falling out. It's kind of hard to sort it all out there. I certainly do hope that we can get both you guys back again on this show, and I'd like to try to promote other shows to have you on too. I'd like to find people to promote you to, because you're both so original and real with this really important subject for humanity, and I just wanted to get that out of the way before I run into music. But you know, Republic Broadcasting Network has a lot of hosts that try to better, I think, our positions as citizens of the planet Earth, and the tyrannies that have obstructed this wonderful health-giving plant over the last 80 years has to come down. If we can make more people aware of what it does, how effective it is, and what a wonderful and magnificent plant it is, I think that people will not be so afraid of the side effects that they're looking at. And a lot of people classify the hallucinogen of the THC as a bad side effect, and some people don't. The THC, I think if you use any of these cannabinoids, you have to understand that the THC will affect or impair your ability to operate machinery. If you use it, be sure and take it in the evening before you go to bed, or take it when you don't have to operate any equipment. And the CBD, if you combine it with the THC, is kind of a different effect. And we've talked about this before on this show a couple of times. But do you guys have anything, Mackenzie? Do you have anything else to offer here before we wind this up?
Oh, I mean, you pretty much covered it today. I mean, there's so much to talk about still.
Yeah, there is. Right. Well, Jimbo, I might have left you out. How about you? You got something to add?
Well, I just want to say for me, and I'm sure for all your listeners as well, we appreciate you, and we're more than happy to come back and whatever we can do.
I'm honored to be with you guys.
Thank you so much.
I'm honored to be with you guys. This is Captain Fred signing off again. We'll be back next week.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.